Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 9, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav. Before we begin tonight's Shir, as we have grown to over 1,000 people across the world, I'll begin with a short introduction that we gave a few weeks back. My name is Uri Greenspan. I am speaking to you from a suburb of Philadelphia called Bala Kinwood. I learned in Chaim Berlin for 9 years, and then I moved to Philadelphia 17 years ago. I joined the Kailul, and 10 years ago I started Beis Medrash for Baal HaBatim. You can take a look at the website, firstseder.org, for more information. As we had mentioned in the introduction to these shiurim, David HaMelech davened to Hashem that Tehillim should be studied just like the difficult Mishnayos of Negoyim and Olos are studied. So too, Tehillim should be studied the same way. And that is our goal over here, to analyze the Psukim. Who is David talking to? What is the historical time period? What is the message that David HaMelech is teaching us how to apply to our lives? And we begin with Perek Dalid, Pasuk Vav, Chapter 4. Zivchu zivchei tzedek uvitchu el Hashem. What is a zevach? Bring karbonus, says David HaMelech. A zevach is a karbon. Zivchu zivchei tzedek, ubitchu el Hashem, and trust in Hashem. Let's ask a few questions before we explain this pasuk. Question number one, who is David HaMelech talking to? To bring karbonus of tzedek, we know there are karbonus of karbon toida, karbon shlamim, karbon oila. What is a karbon of zevach, of righteousness? And what is the connection between bringing karbonus and trusting in Hashem, ubitchu el Hashem? Historically, we have mentioned that this perek is referring to the time period when David HaMelech was at the end of his life, when there was a famine for 3 years, and the Leitzim were speaking Lashon Hara. And they were saying that the reason why there was a rov, why there was a famine, was because of David HaMelech's averus. And we explained that was not the case. It was not because of David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is speaking to these people who are speaking Lashon Hara, and to these Leitzim, and to those people who joined also another pshat in the rebellion of Avshalom against David HaMelech. And he's telling them, Zivchu zivchei tzedek, improve your ways. Do tshuva. Bring a carbon of tzedek, of righteousness. Live a life of tzidkus. Stop this evil approach. Bitchu el Hashem. What's the connection of Bitchu el Hashem? Person who speaks Lashon Hara is because he feels he has to get ahead in life. So he's going to make someone else look bad. He's going to knock him down. Bitchu el Hashem. David HaMelech says, don't behave in such a way like this. You'll be successful if you trust in Hashem. Bitchu el Hashem. When a person follows the halachas, and he shows bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be matzliach, he'll be successful. We have to ask the question, what is the difference between emuna and bitachon? Sefer Tehillim is full of emuna and bitachon. The Chazon Ish tells us, emuna is the first step of trusting in Hashem. We're learning about believing in Hashem. We're learning about trusting 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's emuna. And imamim be'emuna shalema. I believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is in charge of everything that happens. Bitachon is the application. Bitachon is the application of trusting in Hashem. When we have nisyonis, when we have tests in our life, and the nisyon, the nes, is to elevate us. We all have challenges, and Hashem is doing this so He can give us more schar, so He can elevate us and bring us to the next level. Zivchu zivchei tzedek. Improve your ways. David HaMelech is telling you, each and every one of us, there's no reason to speak Lashon Hara. There's no reason to behave in business in a way that's not honest. Because Bitchu El Hashem, trust in Hashem and you'll be successful. It's a famous story with Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal when he was back in Russia. There was a person who unfortunately, a Yid, a Jew, who was very, very bad to the Jewish people. In his tzava, in his will, he said that he wants to be buried upside down, facing downward. And he said he wants this because this should be a kapara for his behavior, how he lived a life incorrectly. So they should bury him facing down. They brought the shayla to Ramesha, and Ramesha said, nothing doing. You have to bury the mace facing up. That's the halacha. That's what you have to do. In fact, they found there was a letter that was sent. It was to go to the Russian government. And this person wanted to say that because he was Kurov, he was close to the Russian government, that the Jewish community were, they were against him, and they were going to bury him facing down. And that's the proof that the Jews are rebelling. There's a proof that the Jews are against the Russian government. They always had to follow halacha. Bitchu el Hashem. Zivchu zivchei tzedek, says David HaMelech. Improve your ways. Bring a karma of tzedek. When a person improves his ways, it's like he brought a karma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next two psukim, Pasuk Zayin and Ches, they go together. Rabim Oimrim. Many people say, many people from Klai Yisrael are jealous. They say, Mi yareinu toiv. When will we have a chance to be successful like these other people who are successful? And they ask Hashem, Nisa aleinu or panecha Hashem. Hashem, give us the countenance of good so we can have success. We're here in Olam Hazeh. Rabim Omer, many people say, they're jealous of others. And specifically the Hatzlach of the Rishoyim. They're looking at the Rishoyim and they say, look at all the success they have. Rabim Oimim, Mi Yareinu Toiv, who's going to show me success like this? So now what do? They turn to Hashem, they say, Hashem, Nisa Aleinu Or Panecha, Hashem. Hashem, let us be successful here also. Why should the Rishoyim be successful? Says David HaMelech, Nasata Simcha Belibi. I rejoice. I'm excited. I'm so happy when I see the Rishoyim successful in Olam Hazeh. Nasata Simcha Belibi. When I see their grains and their wines, Dagon and Siroish, grain and wine, are Rabu, they're being so successful financially. Why is David so happy when he sees the Rishayim being so successful? Mefarshim explained like this. The general understanding, when a Rasha is being successful, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying him back here in this world. For something he might have done, he gets his reward, schar, in the Olam Hazeh. Says David HaMelech, Nasata Simcha Belibi. I am excited. I am happy. Simcha. Why? Because if you are giving, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving Rishoyim so much Hatzlacha, so much success, and they only have 7 mitzvahs to do, and we have 613 mitzvahs to do, how much more so, how much success we are going to have in Olam Haba. How much reward is waiting for us. Nasata Simcha Belibi. Me'ez Degonu Misiroi Shem Rabu. When I see their success, their financial success, it makes me even happier. It's a tremendous message David HaMelech is teaching us. There's no reason to be jealous of what other people have. If a person is deserving of something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. And when you see somebody has more tzlacha, and you know that person is not necessarily the best type of person, David HaMelech says, how should we respond? Nasata Simcha Belibi. I'm excited with happiness. Because if that's how Hashem repays Rishoyim, how much more so for the tzaddikim that's waiting for them as well. And he concludes the perek, B'sholoim yachtov eshkevav ishon. David HaMelech is saying, I am not looking out for revenge. I'm looking for them. We should live b'sholoim. B'sholom yachtov. Eshkevav ishon. When we live in peace together. When zivchu zivchei tzedek. When the people who were running after him and speaking Lashon Hara, were chasing after David. David says, let's live together in peace. And I'll be able to sleep in peace and comfort. Because you Hashem levodad, you levodad, levad. Levodad is levad alone. You Hashem alone. Levetach toishiveni. I trust in you and only you. And a person trusts in Hashem, he can sleep comfortably. He can go to sleep at night in comfort. If you take a look at the Siddurim, Kriya Shema Lamita, there's a tefillah where a person says he forgives the people that might have harmed him throughout the day. Ribbono shel Olam, before a person goes to sleep, he says, Ribbono shel Olam, he's talking to Hashem Baruch Hu, master of the world. Harini moich, I forgive. L'chol mi shehichis v'hiknoisi. Oishechote kenegdi. Whoever angered me, whoever bothered me, I forgive them. David HaMelech is saying, B'sholom yachto v'eshkeva v'ishon. I'm going to go to sleep in peace. I forgive you. Ki ato, why? Because you Hashem, levado levetach toishiveni, I trust in you Hashem. And you protect me. We all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world mida keneged mida. When we forgive the people who bother us, the people who spoke Lashon Hara against us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're forgiving them. Your neshama is going to come up. Part of your neshama is going to come up at night. And there's a report card. Every night a person has a report card. In Shemayim, they pull out the report card. How did the person behave today? How was his derech eretz? How was his midas toivos? How were his brachos? How was his kavana and Shemana Esrei? How was his learning? Did he speak Lashon Hara about someone else? And then Hashem sees on the top of the page, Harini Moichel, and the person means that I forgive that person. Whoever angered me, whoever bothered me, I forgive them. Hashem says, you forgive them? Mida kineged mida. I forgive you as well because you want to do better. Let's review and conclude with the story. We said Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, that the people who were tormenting David HaMelech, he's telling them, do tshuva. A tshuva of improving your derech eretz, midas toivos. That's tzedek, live a life of righteousness. And don't worry about where your panas is going to come from, because if you do things with emes, bitchu el Hashem, trust in Hashem, follow the Torah mitzvahs. Pasuk vav, rabim oimrim. Many people say, mi areinu toiv. Who will show us and give us the winning lottery numbers, like these Rishoyim are so successful? They turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, we want to be successful here in Olam Hazeh, just like these Rishoyim. However, David said, no, I was so excited and so happy to see that these Rishoyim are being so successful. Because if Rishoyim are being so successful in this world, how much more so for those who follow in the ways of Hashem? I'm going to go to sleep in comfort, because I forgave them. I forgave those people, mishehichis v'hiknin oisi, those who angered me and those who bothered me. Eshkeva v'ishon, ki ato Hashem levodo levetach toshiveinu, because I know Hashem, you protect me. You alone, I put my bitachon in you, I trust in you. There was a maisa with a Vorka Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was collecting money so someone could have a pair of shoes. Collecting money. Unfortunately, someone came along and he stole this money that the Rebbe was collecting. Who was this person that stole the money? It was the Rebbe Shamish, his servant who helps him out, his aide, his assistant. The Rebbe screamed out and said, what a tipish, what a fool. I was raising the money for him. He could have had the money beheter. And now he has the money beisser. Zivchu zivchei tzedek. Live a life of righteousness. Follow the Torah mitzvahs. Ubitchu el Hashem. and trust in Hashem, you'll get it in the right way, in the honestic way. I wish all of you a wonderful week, a week of Hatzlacha and Bracha, success in all your endeavors. If you'd like to let me know where you're from, where you live, and see where we're reaching throughout the world, so please send me a message. And next week, we continue Perek Hey, Lam Natsayach in Anchilois, Mizmor LeDavid. Hatzlacha Rabbah.